Well, good evening, everybody. Happy February 28th. My name is David Litt. I'm calling in from Colorado this evening. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium, and it's a very, very fun job to have. Their company is growing, recruiting is up, sales are up. Good things are happening here in this business. And if you're listening to the call, I'm not sure if you're new to the company and listening in because you want to get started right yourself, or if you've been in the business a little while and you want to help other people get started right. Either way, this is a business of duplication, and you're going to get paid in direct proportion to the success of your students, in direct proportion to the people that you bring into the business. The more successful you make other people, the more successful you will be. It's one of the most fun things about Perium and about this business model is that you absolutely are incentivized to help others. In fact, you can't succeed without helping others. I mean, you might be able to make enough money to get your products for free, maybe earn $100 or $200 just with customers, but it's very, very hard to have a successful Perium business unless you help lots of other people be successful, and we're going to talk about that tonight. But before we get into the training, let me make sure that everybody understands that our anabolic fast promotions and the specials we've got going on are lasting through tomorrow night, February 29th. Got an extra day, leap year here this year. And we also have our recruiting turbocharger promotion. That goes on only through the end of day tomorrow. We've got some great new promotions for March and April. I'm going to give you just a sneak preview in a moment about those. Want to let everybody know that we give away 20 free gift cards every week here on this call, and this week's winner is Cynthia Amedia from Valley Stream, New York. So congratulations to Cynthia. That's $1,000 in retail value. Record week for gift card redemptions here over the last week. It was hard to pick a winner because we had so many gift cards redeemed, and we'll definitely be talking about that this evening. So as far as promotions for March and April, I can't fill you in on all the details because we still have more than 24 hours left in this month. And I know a lot of folks are trying to advance and rank and move up and make the most out of the anabolic fast and the recruiting turbocharger promotion. But here's what I can tell you. We will have a product promotion, and we will have a business promotion just like we do now. Our product promotion is going to be focused on our athletes packs. So we have some great products for athletes specifically designed to build muscle, improve recovery, rehydration products. And, you know, oftentimes we talk about weight loss and anti-aging and general health and wellness, but there are lots of folks that are weekend warriors, people that are looking to improve their sports performance to stay in shape, or that's their passion. And so we have some products that really resonate with lots of people and really, really work well. And we put together some great packs for athletes. In addition, our business promotions are going to be better than the business promotions we've got right now. And that's hard to believe because we're giving away an extra $25, $50, and $75 with our first order bonuses. I've got somebody on the speaker line that needs to either hit mute on their phone or hit *6. There's somebody on the speaker line that's got some background noise. So, I'm very excited about what's going to be happening for March and for April. And we have some new products and new programs that will be rolling out later this spring. So the next few months are going to be action-packed, and be watching for an email from us about these March and April promotions so you can get off to a fast start. But we're going to have these athlete pack promotions, and we're going to have some great, great business promotions. So good things happening right now. And the way to make good things happen in your business is to enroll new folks. As I said at the top, this is a team business. It's a team sport. You can't be successful by yourself. You have to help other people be successful. And so let's talk a little bit about what you should be doing either for yourself if you just started in the business, or importantly, if you're helping other people get started in the business. What do you need to do to get them on the right track, get them focused and being successful? So we have a Getting Started training. We have a Getting Started training guide and a Getting Started training audio. The audio is less than 30 minutes. The guide is, I don't know, it's about 10 or 12 pages, but it's kind of stretched out. It's really about 6 pages of information. to help you walk through step by step what you should be doing and what other people should be doing. Now, why is this important? It's important because having a system puts you in control. Having a blueprint for success puts you into control, and it allows you the freedom to be system dependent, not person or people dependent. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is the more that you utilize tools, the more that you tap into information that's already been printed out for you, the easier it is for you to talk to more people, the easier it is for you to enroll more people, because each and every time you bring somebody into the business, you won't have to go from zero to teaching them every single thing about the business. And importantly, as they move through their success cycle, you'll know what they're doing every step of the way, and you can help to guide them. In fact, in some ways, it's almost like a small little test as you bring a new person into the business to ask them to look at the guide, to listen to the audio, and to see how serious they are about the business. Because if you ask them to do that and you tell them that's what successful people do, and they do that within the first 72 hours, in the first 3 days, first 2 days, first 1 day, then if they don't do that, they've already told you that maybe they're not as serious as you thought. Now, when we talk about getting somebody started in the business, I know that there are lots of folks that do enroll in the business with the intention of really just using the products and getting the discount. So I'm not really focused on that tonight. It's not to say that that's not a good thing. Certainly we welcome anybody who wants to experience the products in a significant way. And oftentimes we'll find people who are not that serious about the business that once they start utilizing the products for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks, and they start losing weight, they start feeling better, they start sleeping better, their digestion is better, then they may get more interested in the business. So certainly understanding what somebody's intention is when they say, yes, I want to join the business, understanding what their goals are, that's really important. You know, you're a business partner with them, and they're a business partner with you. So this is an open book test. You know, your relationship with them doesn't end when they say, yes, I want to join the business. Yes, it's their business, but yes, they're part of your business. And so how much you can count on them, what they expect of themselves, is going to directly affect what you can expect of them as well. So if you've got somebody who's a real go-getter, who really wants to make money, who listens to the audio the very first night that they join, reads the guide the very first night that they join, starts making their list the first night, and has a bunch of questions and, you know, good ideas and all this sort of stuff, you know that's somebody that you need to pay more attention to. Somebody who doesn't do anything for days and days, weeks and weeks, that's not to say that they're not going to help themselves or help your business, but it is going to give you clues. So by plugging them into the Getting Started Training, the Getting Started Guide helps them, but it also helps you assess them as to how serious they are. Because remember, if you treat it like a business, it'll make you money. If you treat it like a hobby, it'll cost you money. And you want people who are starting a business. And you know, I started a serious bricks and mortar, real deal business that cost me six figures, that cost me several hundred thousand dollars to open. Now, I treated it like a business. I mean, everything I did was very, very serious. It consumed my full-time hours because I had spent so much money to open that business. But I also started a distributorship in network marketing. I spent most of my career as a corporate person in network marketing, but one time I did start my own distributorship, and I did the same thing. I treated it like a business, and when I started the business, I was super, super serious, and I enrolled a bunch of people in my very first week or two. In fact, I enrolled 18 people, I believe, in my first 7 days. And then I helped those people, and some of those people did nothing. Some of those people did a little, and a handful did a lot. And I ended up with thousands and thousands of people on my team because I gave every one of them the opportunity to be successful, every one of them the opportunity to work with me directly and to get started the right way. And some took that opportunity and made the most of it, and others didn't. So I was not 100% successful in everyone I brought into my business. I can't make somebody successful. You can't make somebody successful, but you need to show them the path and give them every opportunity to be successful themselves. And it really starts with understanding the concept of duplication and also making the five commitments that are in the Getting Started training. I'm not going to go through all the training, but one of the things that's really important is I'm going to be here 1 year from now. I have a no-turn-back commitment to success. So the higher the standards that you set for the people that you bring in, the higher the expectations, the more clear you are that this is a get-into-profit-quick but get-rich-slow business, and that they're going to have to be here for months and months and months and months to earn significant income, that's going to set the stage for a good, solid, serious business. Also set the stage that the expectation is that people take the products, that they use the products, that they're committed to the lifestyle and the mission of the company, because that's going to also embed the right culture for the people that you work with. So, you know, the more recruiting that you're doing, the more folks that you're inviting and presenting this business to, the higher quality of people that you're working with and talking to, then the more that you can set high expectations for your business that you're serious and you're only looking for serious people. And maybe the best analogy for this is when I was looking for a job coming out of college. You know, I got some very good advice from some very successful people, and actually I didn't really take that advice. And their advice was, pick the company or companies you really want to work for, things that you're really passionate about and that you believe in, and target and focus them. And I said, wait, I'll take any job. I'm just out of college. You know, whoever gives me a job, I'm going to take it, and why should I be picky? And the pickier I am, the less chance I have to be successful. And of course, now being older and a more experienced business person, I understand that I was wrong and they were right, because by being passionate, by being focused, by knowing what you want, and by being serious in presenting yourself and being able to go into an interview or write a cover letter and say, hey, I really want to work with you, not some generic cover letter that, you know, I'll work with anybody. That provides you the positioning to say, I'm serious about my business. I'm looking for a handful of serious people, and that's all I want to work with, and I want to know if you're serious or not. So it kind of flips things around a little bit to say, I'm building a nutrition business. I'm building an international business. I'm building a serious business, and that's what I'm looking for, serious people. Now, that's not to say I won't take somebody who's not serious, but, you know, if you're really looking for my time and focus, let's start with the Getting Started training. Let's start with making your list. So I'm not going to go through the entire Getting Started training, but the core of it is our pipeline process. And pipeline, PIPE, is an acronym. The P stands for prospects. The I stands for invitation. The P stands for presentation. And the E stands for enroll. Prospects, invitation, presentation, enroll. First, you need to have prospects. You need to identify who you want to contact. You need to have people that you're going to be talking to that would consider joining this business. Then you need to invite them to try the products and learn about the business opportunity. Then you need to present to them what it is we do, how our products work and why they're different, how our business works and why it's different. And then you need to ask them to enroll. You need to say, let's do it. Let's get started today. This could be your business and your opportunity to be successful. So prospects, invitation, presentation, enroll. And we have a very specific way that we make our prospect list. It starts with quantity. Use your cell phone. Use your email list. Use your Facebook friends if you have Facebook friends. Use your business cards. You know, write down the names and phone numbers and email addresses of every single person you know. And then you go through quality-wise. You prioritize your list based on the strength of your relationship and how well you think they're going to do in business. So that's really important, is to understand how to make your list and to make your list successful. So it starts with a name, a phone number, an email, and then, you know, depending on how you want to set up your list, you can have like a little action thing to the side of it, which is your invitation, your presentation, and your enroll, which is where they are in the process. So our invitation is very simple and very consistent, which is handing out a gift card. Now, that's our basic, most standard way to contact somebody. But let me say this, and this is really important, is there's probably a handful of people in your life, and most everybody has a handful of people in their lives that know them and trust them and respect them, and that they'd like to do business with you and you'd like to do business with them. So those handful of people that you know well, it could be your brother, it could be somebody you play basketball with, it could be a coach of one of your kids' teams that you've known for years and years, it could be your next-door neighbor, it could be your sister-in-law, lots of different people that you may know very well that either are super passionate about health and wellness, or you know, have kids, interact with kids a lot, and having good, clean, nutritional products would be important to them. Somebody who might want to lose weight, somebody who's been an entrepreneur themselves. So there's lots of different ways to quantify or qualify, you know, how successful they may be or how well you know them. But there's probably a handful of people that you can just skip the gift card stage with. You can just say, hey, I just joined this company. I just joined this business. I'm serious about this. I'm going to be doing this because I think it's the coolest thing, neatest thing, most exciting, most potentially lucrative thing I've seen, and I want you to be part of it. So make those phone calls. Do that first in a less formal way, but your much, much larger list of people, you're going to probably want to use the crutch, and I say that in a positive way, a crutch, the tool of the gift card to make the invitation, because most people want to try the product first. I mean, you know, if you were going to open up a smoothie shop, you probably wouldn't buy a smoothie chain without having, you know, tried a few smoothies and been into the store and seen how it worked. And that's really what we're doing here. It's very, very simple. We're giving a tour of our business. We just don't have a physical location. And so the gift card and a movie process really works because you send them to puriumforfree.com. PuriumforFree.com. That's our gift card redemption site. And you hand them a gift card, or you take the number from the back of the gift card and email them, or you're talking to them, and you're going to you know, get them interested in this business with the invitation. And then the presentation is most often done through the My Purium website. We also have our conference call number and our conference call on Thursday. So this is the very number, this PIN code, and it's on Thursday nights. Dave Sandoval, the owner of the company, and myself do the conference call along with some testimonials from successful distributors. And then the enroll part is done normally with somebody who's a more experienced person in your upline who can help you to answer questions and get them started and know more about the business than you may if you're new to the business. So that's what our pipeline process is prospects, invitation, presentation, and enroll. So helping somebody to understand that process, and importantly, to get them to make their prospect list very, very quickly. Why do you want them to make it quickly? Because they're most excited right now. Why very quickly? Because people's attention spans are short. You know, you want to see how serious they are about their business, and you also want to evaluate the quality of their list. And so, you know, if you have a new person who starts on your team and they can put together a list of people that's dozens and dozens or hundreds and hundreds of folks and they've identified them, then, you know, that gives you a sense of the type of person that you can be or are working with. Now, understand that if you yourself have not created your list, then you really don't have a business. And that may be a shocking statement, but the reality is that, you know, like I said, I had a bricks and mortar business. I owned a spa, and we had a location. And so every morning, my staff knew where to show up to go to work. And I knew when I was in town where to show up to go to work. Your place of work at Purium is really your list. That's who you're going to be contacting. And what you want to do is every day after you have your list is to either add two new prospects to your list, make two invitations to the people that are already on your list, make two presentations to people who are already on your list, or ask two people to enroll or some combination thereof. So if every day you're doing a couple of things to move your business forward by following up with people, by inviting new people, by talking to folks that you haven't talked to before, you know, moving your business forward a couple a day, that's 60 different contacts that you're making every month, and good things will start to happen because it's like a funnel. So the more people you have on your prospect list, the better the chance you are of being successful. The more gift cards that you hand out, the better the chance is that you're going to be successful. The more presentations, the more people that see your website, the more people that try the product, the better chance you are to be successful. The more people that you have a serious enrollment conversation, answering their questions, showing the compensation plan, and helping them to understand how to make money, the easier it is for you to be successful. So you want to make sure that your priorities match your expectations. So if your goal, personally, is to earn a lot of money with this business and to ultimately have this be a serious part-time or full-time income, then you're going to need to put serious efforts in, almost like you're buying a real, you know, franchise. If your goal is to really just get your products for free, or you know, you're not that serious about the business, then the amount of activity and efforts that you need to make is far less. So make sure that you know what you want to accomplish, and there's stuff in the Getting Started training to help you to understand how many hours per week you're going to be spending on your business and what days of the week and what your goals are, why you're in business. You know, the more clear you are as to why you're in business, if you're looking to pay down your debt or get out of the paycheck to paycheck cycle or go on a big vacation or save for children's college or save for retirement, the more clear you are as to why you're in business, how much money you need to make, when you need to make it, it's going to help you to reprioritize your life so that Purium becomes more important for you. And the better that you understand this, the better you're going to be able to help others do the same. So if you go through this process yourself, you can point to your prospect list. You can point to your why you're in business and what you want to accomplish and what your health goals are. And you have some specifics that are based upon the Getting Started training, and you start to hand out gift cards and have some success and tell your story about how much weight you've lost or how many folks you've enrolled, then good things start to happen because you're more serious about this. I just talked to earlier in the week, I talked to one of the most successful distributors in the entire industry. Now, this is a gentleman who makes $300,000 to $400,000 a month. Okay, now, there aren't that many folks like that, but I happen to know this guy. $300,000 to $400,000 a month. He makes about $4 million, $5 million a year and has done this for a while. He personally enrolls, and he does a lot of stuff on the internet and other things. He still personally enrolls about 40 people a month. Now, why does he still enroll 40 people a month when he makes that much money? Because he wants to be that kind of example to his team. He feels like he can't coach other people, tell other people how to enroll folks, present the business opportunity if he doesn't do it on a regular basis. So he has real-world, serious, specific information that's over months and months, years and years of thousands and thousands of conversations that he's had. So do you think that his team listens to him based upon what he says? Absolutely, because they know that he's in there doing it with them the same way that he expects them. So let me give you one or two quick hints on things that are not in the Getting Started training, and then we'll wrap up the call here. So I really recommend you go through the Getting Started training guide, listen to the audio, write down your prospect list, you know, do all the things that are necessary, including taking a look at the checklist that's at the end of the Getting Started training that talks a little bit about making sure that you have enough gift cards, that you're on auto ship. Remember, what you do, other people will do. So if you're on auto ship, if you're ordering products every month, then your team will be on auto ship and order products every month. Make sure you know your websites and the purpose of the different websites, that you know the phone numbers of the corporate office and the training calls and the opportunity calls. You know the phone number and information of your upline so that you know your enroller's phone number and email and how and when they want to be contacted. And also you want to provide that for your team so that they know you do text messages or you don't. that you email a lot or you don't. You like to talk at night or you don't like to talk at night. So that way the expectations of where things are clear. We've got some things, you know, if you want to do extra credit information, if you're one of those analytical people that need a lot of detail and you want to dig deeper, you can go to our YouTube site, youtube.com/PuriumTube. You can like us on Facebook. There's lots of new information, testimonials on our Facebook page for Purium. So there's a lot of information that's out there. Dave Sandoval's created a ton of great health information with our Monday morning health minutes. But ultimately, you know, from a business perspective of going forward and moving forward, the one other thing I would add to our Getting Started training is to create a little roadmap for yourself. And I think the first step, no matter how long you've been in the business or not, is to get focused in the month of March on enrolling at least 3 people with 150 points or more. And if you do that, you're going to be in the recruiter's pool, and you're going to earn hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And then importantly, the next step on the roadmap is to help other people do the same, to get to the consultant level. Consultant level is 1,000 points and 2 personal enrollments, and then you'll be in the consultant creator pool. So what you might want to do is just take a blank piece of paper, put you at the top, and then put at least 3 circles right in front of you that are blank and say, who are going to be my people for March? And, you know, pencil something in, you know, who you think on your list, or maybe put 2 or 3 people in each circle and say, you know, here are the 6, 8, 10, 12 people that I really think could fill in one of my 3 spots. And I'm going to make sure that I contact them and invite them. I'm going to make sure that they get a gift card or the opportunity to try the products. I'm going to make sure that they go to the MyPurium website and see my website and, you know, walk them through the process of potentially enrolling in the business, being able to visualize that and start to map out your business is a great way to create success for yourself. So, again, no matter how new you are to the business or not new, no matter how many people you put into the business so far or not, make sure that you, yourself, get yourself started correctly for the month of March. Listen to or re-listen to the Getting Started audio. Fill out or look at the Getting Started training and start to create your list and your roadmap for what success looks like for you for March. And that's really what it takes to get started right. And then from there, it kind of goes off in all the different directions. I like to play the game of chess, and there are a handful of moves in the beginning that are fairly predictable. But then after about 3, 4, 5, 6 moves, then the options get to be so vast, it's very difficult, unless you're a master, to really understand all the different variations. But what we want to do at the very least is to make sure that you make the right first 5, 6, 7 moves, and you know the basics of the layout of how to move forward, how to get started right, and how to get other people started right. And then, you know, the more people you talk to, the better chance there are that you're going to find somebody who's a superstar that takes this business on in a huge, huge way. And, you know, maybe that's you. So either way, whether it's you or somebody you enroll, good things will happen to your paycheck by getting yourself and other people started right. So hopefully this helps. As I said, we're having a great month of February. Congratulations on all the success we've had. And if you're new to the business, welcome to the Purium team. There's a lot of great product information for you, and hopefully you found this helpful on the business side. So join us Thursday night. As I said, Dave Sandoval and myself, same time, same number. We'll be doing a business opportunity presentation to help you get your prospects more engaged, doing presentations for them on why we're such a great business opportunity. So you're in the right place at the right time. Just take some action. Make March a big month, and we'll catch you Thursday night. Thanks, everybody, for being on. Good night.